The Hidden Heart.
The Leaping Flame.
The Frightened Bride.
A Sword to the Heart.
These are all titles of novels written by the subject of today's programme. She was, without doubt, the queen of English romantic fiction, and her name was Barbara Cartland.
Yes, Barbara Cartland. 芭芭拉·卡特兰德是一位多产的浪漫作家，一生当中出版了723部小说。她工作勤奋，擅长讲故事，又有组织能力，是一个地道的 English eccentric， 古怪的英国人。
English eccentrics，
英国怪人。
BBC UKChina.com。
In this series, we're going to find out about six eccentric people. People who aren't afraid to look or act differently from everyone else. They don't mind standing out from the crowd.
To stand out from the crowd. 鹤立鸡群，与众不同。但我们说一个人有些古怪的时候啊，人们往往会联想到负面的东西。不过很多古怪的人实际上非常有天赋， very gifted.
Yes, and the writer Barbara Cartland is a perfect example. She will be remembered as a stout woman who often wore bright pink clothes.
她喜欢粉色，她有一只粉色的京巴狗，而且总是浓妆艳抹。
Barbara Cartland had lots of energy. She travelled fast, she talked fast, and she wrote fast. Let's listen to this clip of the lady herself in 1980.When she was 78 years old. How many words did she write a day?
I write very quickly. You see, what I do is I write a chapter a day when I'm at home. And that is between 6,000 and 7,000 words.
Barbara Cartland wrote between 6,000 and 7,000 words a day. So what was it that gave her so much energy? Listen carefully to this next clip from 1979.
Then you see...They began to have the romantic era, and they said, books, books, books. And of course, I was taking my wonderful vitamins, and ginseng made me write. So I wrote 20 books in 1975, 21 in 1976, and last year, 24.
Barbara said that she was taking what she called her wonderful vitamins and ginseng. In fact, Barbara Cartland became famous for promoting vitamin tablets.
Ginseng, 人参，还有 vitamin tablets, 也就是维生素药片。芭芭拉·卡特兰德每天吃80片维生素补充剂。
She also responded to 10,000 letters a year on health problems. No wonder she paid 10 secretaries to type up her letters and novels.
And Mrs. Elliot, this one is from someone in Yorkshire who's having terrible trouble with her heart.So if you can say that she must take vitamin E and...
不过 William, 她的小说到底有什么特点呢？
Well, her novels were full of handsome dukes and earls and very pure and innocent young women with funny names like Novella, Mistral or Udella.
Pure, 贞洁清纯的 and innocent, 天真无邪的。Barbara Cartland 迪信啊，少女应该保持贞洁，婚前不应该有性行为。不过她对男子的看法可就截然不同了。
Yes, according to Barbara Cartland, a man could have a love affair and it meant nothing. But for a woman, it changed her personality.
A man can, to put it lightly, have a love affair and forget about it. It means nothing in his life. But for a woman...However quick the affair is, however it seems unimportant, it's always an emotional experience. Therefore, it affects her character and her personality.
到了70年代的时候啊 ,Barbara 对两性关系的看法呢被许多人视为过于陈腐。有些人便开始对她进行讽刺挖苦。不过她的书的确是卖了不少。
Yes, she did.What interests me, Lee, about Barbara Cartland is that she wrote very romantic books, but she was actually a very practical person.
Yeah, that's interesting. 没错，她是个很实际的人 ,practical. 她呀，甚至在生前就为自己写好了悼词，并用粉色的绸带系好寄给了报社。她的题词是 How I wish to be remembered.
Well, that is certainly quite eccentric. Barbara Cartland died in the year 2000 after a short illness. Before we finish, let's have a quick recap.
Good idea.古怪在英语里是哪个词
Eccentric
与众不同的英语怎么说
To stand out from the crowd
最后哪个词表示天真无邪的
Innocent Join us again next time to find out about another English eccentric
BBC UK China